السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الكلام كلام الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أي عباد الله، يسمع المسلم من إخوانه عبارات وألفاظ منها ما يكون استخدام أصلا خطأ، ومنها ما يكون مكان أو زمان استخدامه خطأ. ومن هذه الأخطاء اللفظية التي يقع فيها بعض المسلمين قول بعضهم لولا فلان ما كان صار هذا الأمر، والصواب أن يقول لولا الله ثم فلان. ومنها لمن عزموا عليه بشيء لله والنبي أو لجل النبي أو دخيلك، والصواب أن يقال لأجل الله. ومن الحلف بغير الله كقولهم والنبي والكعبة والنعمة، وهذا الحلال ورحمة والديك ومعزتك ومخوتك، والصواب ورب النبي ورب الكعبة ورب النعمة ورب هذا الحلال. أما المخوة والمعزة ورحمة الوالدين فلا يحلف بها. ومنها قول بعضهم أن ما اكتسبه من المال من راتب أو تجارة، هذه أموال اكتسبتها بعرق جبيني وما لأحد منة علي فيها. والصواب أن يقول هذا من فضل ربي والمنة لله وحده. ومنها ما يقوله البعض لفض نزاع بين اثنين، صل على النبي، اذكر الله. والصواب أن ينصح بأن يقول أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فقد رأى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم رجلا مغضبا فقال إني أعلم كلمة لو قالها لذاب عنه ما يجد، لو قال أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ومنها لعن الشيطان، والأولى الاستعاذة بالله منه ومن شره لأنه ملعون أصلا. ومنها قول لا حول الله، والصواب لا حول إلا بالله، والأكمل أن يقال لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. ومنها قول بعضهم يا دين الله أو يا دين النبي أو يا قوة الله أو يا قدرة الله أو يا غارة الله. والصواب أن يقال يا الله أو يا قوي أو يا قدير أو يا عزيز وما إلى ذلك من ناداته بأسمائه التي منها الصفات لا بمنادات الصفة نفسها. ومنها قول بعضهم بأمانتك أو بالأمانة، أو عندما يسأله يقول بجاه الله أو بوجه الله أو بحق النبي. كل ذلك خطأ، والصواب أن يقال بالله. ومنها قولهم خير يا طير، والصواب أن يقال اللهم اجعله خيرا. ومنها قولهم لما يحدث فجأة، هذا الأمر وقع صدفة أو قابلته صدفة. والصواب أن يقال فجأة ولا يقال صدفة، لأنه إنما فجأ بها ولم تقع هي نفسها بالصدفة، لأن كل شيء بقضاء وقدر. منها قول بعضهم فلان نحس أو فلان منحوس أو هذا يوم منحوس، والصواب أن يقال قدر الله وما شاء فعل. ومنها قول بعضهم فلان ما يستاهل عن شخص معروف بحسن خلقه وطيبته حدث له مكروه، والصواب أن يقال قدر الله وما شاء فعل. ومنها قول بعضهم عمن مات وهو شاب حرام مسكين ما يستاهل مات وهو شاب، والصواب أن يقال لله ما أخذ وله ما أعطى وكل شيء عنده بأجل مسمى. ومنها قول بعضهم يعطي الحلق للنبل ودال، وهذا فيه اتهام لله بعدم الحكمة وهو الحكيم الخبير. ومنها قول بعضهم عمن مات ربنا افتكره وهل الله ينسى، ولكن الصواب أن يقال إن الله أخذ أمانته ووداعته. ومنها قول بعضهم لمن أعطي سعة من الدنيا الله يحبه، مع أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إن الله إذا حب قوما ابتلاهم، وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم يبتلى الناس على قدر دينهم، فأشد الناس بلاء هم الأنبياء ثم الأمثل فالأمثل. أما الذين يعطون سعة من الرزق ليس بالضكون محبوبين عند الله، فإن الله عز وجل يقول ونستدرجهم من حيث لا يعلمون. ومنها قول بعضهم إذا أخبر عمن مات فلان، أو إذا أخبر عن شخص مات مرحوم أو عمن قتل فلان الشهيد، والصواب أن يقال يرحمه الله ونسأل الله أن يتقبله بالشهداء. ومنها قول بعضهم الله يغفر لك إن شاء الله، الله يعطيك إن شاء الله، وهذا تعليق للدعاء، والتعليق للدعاء ممنوع. والصواب أن يجزم ويعزم المسألة فيقول الله يغفر لك من غير أن يذكر إن شاء الله، وكذلك أن يقول الله يعطيك او الله يشفيك او ما الى ذلك من الدعاء من غير تعليل شيئا. فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قد اخبر بل قد نهى عن ذلك فقال: اذا سأل احدكم فليعزم المسألة فان الله لا مكره له، ولا يقل اللهم اغفر لي ان شئت فان الله لا مكره له. ومنها قول بعضهم: لمن صنع اليه معروفا الله يديمك، وهذا لفظ خطأ، لان الديمومة انما هي لله وحده. ومنها قول بعضهم: لمن حضرهم على طعام حماتك تحبك، وهذا خطأ، وفيه اعتقاد ان رضا الحماه يجري يعمل في تغيير الاقدار. ومنها قول بعضهم: لمن اراد السفر الى المدينة المنورة سلمني على الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم، مع ان هذا خطأ خالف لبيانه صلى الله عليه وسلم، اذ قال: ان لله ملائكة سياحين يبلغونني عن امة السلام. فالواجب ان كل انسان يبلغ السلام، والسلام يصله بواسطة الملك، وهو اطهر من هذا الانسان، وهو اولى من ان ينسى، فان الانسان قد ينسى، اما الملك فهذه مهمته ووظيفته. فلو سلمت على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في اي مكان كنت فيه كان ذلك افضل. واما قوله سلمني فليس فيه دعاء، واما قولك ايها المسلم في اي مكان كنت اللهم صلي وسلم على نبينا محمد، فإنها دعاء وعبادة يحبها الله عز وجل. واما الوصية بحمل السلام فليس فيها من شأن لك، وهذا خطأ يقع فيه كثير من المسلمين، والاخطاء اللفظية عند المسلمين كثيرة، غير ان اعذرنا ان نورد طرفا منها حتى يتنبه الناس بما يقولون. فيا ايها المسلمون، انه لمن الضروري جدا ان يعتني المسلم بما يتلفظ به، خاصة والله تعالى قد اخبرنا بان كل ما يتلفظ به المرء يكتبه الملائكة. قال سبحانه: ما يلفظ من قول الا لديه رقيب عتيد. وهكذا اخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بضمان الجنة لمن ضمن ما بين فكيه وما بين لحيه وما بين فخذيه. فقال معاذ عندئذ: او انا لمحاسبون مؤاخذون بما نتكلم به يا رسول الله؟ فقال: ثكلتك امك يا معاذ، وان يكب الناس في النار على مناخرهم الا حصائد السنتهم، فاتقوا الله عباد الله، واعلموا ان الله عليكم رقيبا وبكم عليما. اقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله العظيم الجليل لي ولكم من كل ذنب فاستغفروه انه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، فاتقوا الله عباد الله وتوبوا إليه جميعا، توبوا إليه توبة نصوحا لعلكم ترحمون، وعليكم بسنة نبيكم، فإنها بعد التوحيد الكفيلة لغفران ذنوبكم وقبول أعمالكم. واعلموا أنه قد شاع شيء كثير مما لا يجوز نشره، وتناقلته الناس على جوالاتهم هذه الأيام، ألا وهو قولهم: جمعة مباركة. وهذا وإن كان دعاء، إلا أن المحافظ عليه والاستمرار يأتي به كهيئة السنة في التهنئة بيوم الجمعة، ويوم الجمعة يوم عظمه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وعظمه أصحابه، ولم يرد عن أي منهم أنه كان يقول جمعة مباركة أو يهنئ بمقدم الجمعة. فعلينا أن نلتزم هديهم، فإن أحسن الهدي هديهم، وأسلك الطرق إلى الجنة طريقهم. ألا وصلوا على من أمرتم بالصلاة والسلام عليه، بأمر الله تعالى إذ يقول سبحانه إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. فاللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك وأنعم على نبينا وحبيبنا وسيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صاحب الحوض والشفاعة الآمر بنهج السنة والجماعة من مننت عليه باللواء المعقود والحوض المورود. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم ومن نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين
الصراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Thank you. الحمد لله، الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهداه الى يوم الدين. اما بعد، Dear brothers and sisters, حياكم الله to the translation of the khutbah of today, which is titled by the verbal mistakes that occur with the Muslims. And as we have begun the khutbah by the khutbah al-Hajj, after that I said, Auspices of Allah, the Muslim hears from his brothers some statements that some of them are wrong to be used. Or they might be right, but the time or the place where it is used is wrong. And from these mistakes or verbal mistakes is the saying of some of them, if it is not for so, this matter would not have been done. And this is of course a mistake. And this person should, if it is not Allah, and then so and so. If it is not Allah, then so and so, this matter would not have been finished or done. And some of them say, as in Arabic they say, in Arabic terminology, لِلَّهِ وَلِلَّهِ وَالنَّبِي. Please give me this, I ask you by Allah and the Prophet. Which is of course wrong. He should only say, لِلَّهِ. Give it to me for the sake of Allah. And some of them swear by other than Allah. Like of saying, وَالنَّبِي by the Prophet, وَالْكَعْبَ by the Kaaba, وَالنَّعْمَ by the grace, وَهَذَا الْحَلَالِ by this permissible or lawful food, وَرَحْمَةُ وَالِدَيْهِ by the mercy of your parents, وَمَعَزَّتَكْ by your honor, وَمُخُوَّتَكْ by your brotherhood. And mistakes, maybe in some cultures they are not used. In some cultures they are not used, but in some others they are used. In some others they are used. And the correct statement to be used is by the Lord of the Kaaba, by the Lord of the Prophet, by the Lord of the grace, by the Lord of the permissible food or lawful food. Both the brotherhood and the honor and the mercy of parents should not be used in terms of words. And some of them say for the whatsoever income he has, either a salary or a business income, he says, this is something I earn by the sweat of my forehead, meaning by his work or some or cleverness or intelligence. And then he says, no one has bestowed that on me. No one has anything of it done for me. And this is of course wrong, and the correct and the proper statement to be used, that this is of the grace of my Lord, that he bestowed upon me. And thankfulness is for him alone. And from these things, what some people say, when they find two persons fighting, they come and say, Salli ala nabi, which is wrong. As in this, and they say, and this is not the place of these two great remembrance, but the proper one in this place is as the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us to say, A'udhu Billahi Shaitan Rajeem. and when the person is angry says A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Rajeem, he immediately calms down. He immediately will calm down. And from these mistakes is that some people, whenever they commit, they do a mistake, they say, La'natullahi ala shaitan. La'natullahi ala shaitan rajim. May the curse of Allah be upon the devil, the shaitan. Which is wrong. Because the curse of Allah is already was to the shaitan, on the shaitan. So he's cursed. From the time he whispered to Adam, and Allah Ta'ala took them both out of the Jannah, at that time he whispered his curse upon the shaitan. He cursed the shaitan. And the correct statement to be said whenever the person finds any whispering from the shaitan is to say, A'udhu Billahi Min Shaitan Rajeem, instead of La'natullah Al Shaitan. And from these mistakes that some people say, La Hawlillah. They say, La Hawlillah. And that is wrong. And it should be La Hawla Illa Billah, meaning there is no ability or power except with Allah Ta'ala. Except that Allah Ta'ala permits. And the better thing to say is La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And from these mistakes that people say, and they say Ya deen Allah, our religion of Allah. Maybe this in English or in some cultures is not used, but I'm sure that there are some similar things being used. Or Ya deen al-Nabi, or Ya Quwwat Allah, or Power of Allah, or Ya Qudrat Allah, or again Power of Allah, or Ability of Allah, and the like of that. And the proper thing to say is Ya Qawi, Ya Qadir, Ya Aziz, Ya Allah. So you call Allah by one of his names. You do not call the attributes of Allah. You do not call that, you do not say Ya Rahmat Allah, but you say Ya Rahim, Ya Rahman. So you call him by one of his names which contains an attribute. Like Rahman contains Rahman. But you do not call the Rahman itself, or Rahman, or Mercy of Allah. No. From these things, from these mistakes is that some people say khair ya khair. I'm saying that even in English because you may hear them from some Arabs, so you can correct them then. Khair ya khair. And this statement shows that this is in a way wrong to say khair ya khair. It says, what is good or bad? What is good or bad? And this used to be used by the kuffar. Whenever they see the bird, like the cow, they say, there is something wrong going to happen. And then they say, khair ya khair. Which is of course wrong. And the correct is to say, Allahumma ja'alhu khayra. Or Allah make it to be of goodness. And from these mistakes is what people say, this happened. Sujra. Sujra means, sibin, but sibin, coincidentally? Okay. This thing happened coincidentally. And this, in Arabic, gives the meaning that there is nothing been decreed, but things just happen by itself. And this is wrong. And the correct to say that it happened suddenly. or accidentally. Now, because everything is with the qadr. Nothing happens without qadr. And from the mistake is that they say فلان نحس أو فلان منحوس. كيف تقولون هذا الإنجليزي؟ Huh? And they say this to somebody who James? Bad luck, yeah? Say it again? How are you with it?
J-I-N-S.
X. James. So they say that this person is James. And that is wrong, of course. And the correct is to say قَدَرَ اللَّهِ وَشَعْبَعَ. Everything is with qadr. Everything is with the qadr. And some of them say this person, يعني they say مَا يُسْتَاهِل when somebody who is known with good manners and characters and mashallah, and then accidentally and something will happen to him. Is ill, serious illness, or he was in car accident, or they say, man is tired. And he should not receive this. Allah is not our justice. It means that Allah blessed him, which is of course wrong. You don't know as this, what happened to this person. Fits him or not. You don't know, but Allah knows. Allah knows. So this to say قَدَرْ اللَّهِ مَا شَاءَ فَعَلَ. And some say when a young man or young woman dies, they say haram, miskeen. Haram. This is not fair. This is not fair. He died very young. And this again means that Allah Ta'ala is unfair. Unjust, which is of course wrong. And this to say, إِنَّ اللَّهِ مَا أَخَذْ وَلَهُ مَا أَعْطَى وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ عِنْدَهُ بِأَجْرِ الْمُسَمَّعِينَ. For him belongs everything that he took, for him belongs everything that he gave, and everything before Allah is with the determined life. Or E. And some say, this is Tilko in Arabic, يَأْتِ الْحَلَبْ لِلِّبَلَوْ ذَاكَ. He gives the earring for one who has no ear. And they mean by He, Allah. So this means that Allah does things without any wisdom, without any hikmah. So He gives the ring, the earring, for someone who does not have ears. And that is of course wrong. Of course that is wrong. Can we usually say to someone, yani, what can I say? Yani someone has something that someone else should have. Example, a pretty wife with someone who is not that handsome. While a handsome man has not that pretty wife, they say to the one who is not handsome, I am given a pretty wife, they say, يَأْتِ الْحَلَقْ لِلَّبَلْ أَوْدَى. They say that Allah gives the ear ring to the one who has no ear. And that's of course very dangerous and wrong. This is very dangerous and wrong. And I'm sure again, I'm not that expert in culture, but I'm sure in every culture there are something kind of similar to that. Which means objection of the decree of Allah, objection of the wisdom of Allah, objection of the justice of Allah. No. And of course they don't mean it, but it's again one of the mistakes in the verbal aqidah, or the verbal mistakes in aqidah. One of the verbal mistakes of aqidah. And some people say ربنا ربنا افتكره. They say Allah remember them. For someone who died. For someone who died. They say Allah remembers him. And this means that Allah forgives? That's of course wrong. That's of course wrong. Say to one who is given wealth or position or like that, they say Allah loves him. How do you know? How do you know? Although the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that if Allah loves someone, he puts him in trial. And that's why the prophets and messengers are the ones who have the little amount of wealth and life. Not like others. And Allah Ta'ala said about the kuffar, يَمُدِّ لَهُمْ فِي طُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. Allah Ta'ala is giving them and extending wealth in their hands just to make them feel more that they are the controller of their lives. So they be more kuffar. Be more kuffar. But the one who is in the sight of wealth and nice life is not necessarily to be a sign of love from Allah. Not necessarily to be like that. No. And also they say, some people say about one who died, al-marhum. Al-marhum. And this terminology now means the one who's been given the mercy. How come you know that? How come you know that? He's not going to speak to tell you whether he is now punished. He's in mercy. Maybe with his speech he can tell you. Maybe it is opposite of what you think. Not because of what you saw him doing good in this life, you say you determine that he is going to go to Jannah and he is in mercy now. Because you know what was in his heart. And you don't know how he ended his life. You don't know. Maybe at the time he was leaving this world, he wasn't so patient for the pains, so he maybe rejected Islam. You don't know. But after what you saw of goodness from this person, yes, you can say, may Allah mercy be upon him. That's all what you can say. But you cannot say, Allah's mercy is upon him. Or is given to him. Now, and even the life is the one who's been killed, and that is one of the forms of martyr. And if he is killed in a battle, or he is burned, or he is drowned, or whatsoever, you cannot determine that he is. You say just, we hope him be one of those martyrs. But you cannot determine that he is a martyr. And also, one of the very commonly spread mistake is saying in the dua, inshaAllah, and setting the word inshaAllah in dua. May Allah grant you success, inshaAllah. This is wrong. You should not say inshaAllah. Because this is dua. You say inshaAllah in promises, yes. Inshallah, I will visit you, inshallah. I will give you this, inshallah. Of what you're going to do in future, you should say, inshallah. But of what Allah is going to do, you do not say, inshallah. Because of what you're going to do, you cannot guarantee it happen. Maybe you are permitted to do it, maybe you are not permitted. There is a power over you. There is someone else other than you to decide whether you do this or you don't. It is Allah Ta'ala. But Allah, there is no one other than Him to decide. The decision is Allah's. He is the one who decides what to happen and what not to happen. He is the one who permits things to happen and permits things or not permits things not to happen. So you do not accept this world, inshallah, in the dua. Never. As the Prophet says, if one of you supplicates Allah Ta'ala, should not say, in shirka. Oh Allah, forgive me if you wish. No. Allah Ta'ala has nothing, nobody can force Allah to do whatever He subhanahu wa ta'ala likes to do, or not to do whatever He subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like to do. And from the mistakes that people do, and this I hear it recently these couple of years, because today's people are willing to invent some words, some ways of worship and transcendence. So some people, whenever somebody does a really good thing, they say, Allah yudimak. Allah yudimak. Meaning, may Allah give you permanent life. And Allah gives nobody permanent life. In this world, Allah gives nobody permanent life. It can be used whenever it is joined to some other word. Allah yudimak ala ta'ah. May Allah gives you, keep your life up in obedience. Yes, no problem. May Allah gives you long life, up in obedience. But not Allah yudimak. Because permanent life is only for Allah. Allah is the only one who lives permanent life. Has no end. Everything and everyone else will have an end for his life of this world. Even the angels. All the angels. With no exemption. Even the angel of death. Even the angel of war. Will die. One day. As Allah Ta'ala says, وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ لِلْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. And it is Allah is the only one going to remain after everyone is dead. And that day Allah Ta'ala will say, لِمَنْ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ. For whom is the meaning today? No one answers because everyone died. Even the angels who always glorify the Lord, they died. That's why they did not say nothing. They cannot say nothing. No? And in the Arab world, they have, they give some kind of hospitality to the mother-in-law. To the mother-in-law. Especially the man's mother-in-law, meaning the wife's mother. Wife's mother. Maybe this is not known in the West, but in the Arab countries they do use that. They call her Hama. Say Hamatak. Whenever you come and find him eating, they say like this, Hamatak Tahba, come and eat. Your mother in law must love you, that's why you come at the perfect time. Come and eat. Which is wrong, of course. Because your mother in law cannot change the destiny and the creed. And if she is not so happy with you, your life is going to go terrible. And that's wrong. If we got to use like this, it should be your mother. Because yes, the anger of your mother, the pleasure and unpleasure of your mother will affect you. Because Allah Ta'ala, if she is happy with you, if she is pleased, Allah is pleased with you. If she is unpleased, Allah Ta'ala is unpleased. But your mother-in-law has nothing to do. Has nothing to do at all. However, the wife should please the husband. Not the husband should please his wife's mother. Yes, يعني we have to يعني respond good to the wife and to her parents and everyone else. But it does not mean that when there is some not good relation between you and your mother-in-law, your man is going to go to now. Unless it means that your wife is going to can turn your life upside down. That's a different thing. That's a different thing. That depends on how much love you have to each other, and how much respect you do have to each other. And also one of the mistakes, the verbal mistakes that people commonly do is what they say when one is going, is traveling to Medina, they say, please give salam to the Messenger of Allah. Please give salam to the Prophet. This is wrong. He should not send you salam with any human being. He should only send you salam with the angel, the first one. The one is not going to forget it. The one is not going to forget it. But if you send your salam with a man, the man might have his car broken in the, on the on the road on the way, and then he gets annoyed and too busy, and he forgets you and forgets your salam. Maybe until he returns back to Jeddah, yet you did not pass your salam. So why you make the carrier of salam of mankind that can forget? Better to give salam to the Messenger of Allah, yourself wherever you are. Wherever you are. So the one who is going to transmit your salam is the angel. And that is his duty. That is his duty. He's going to take your salam if you are in Jeddah and directly go. He's not going to wait. How many more people give salam? Let's stop. No, he's not going to wait. Each angel will take each time you say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and go. He's not even going to wait to you. Okay, is that all salam you give? Should I leave now? He's not going to do that. He's not going to wait for you until you finish all your salam that he wants to give to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But there are non-countable number of angels. There is a non-countable number of angels that Allah Ta'ala created for this purpose. And each time you say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immediately one angel takes it and goes. And guess how many? Billions of angels. Billions of angels. Taking your salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you don't need any other messengers. You don't need a messenger that his car may break down on the road. And then you'll turn back without delivering your salam. So, you will be in that day as a good person because you did not say salam to Rasulullah. But, Allah Ta'ala made it easy for you and created angel purpose. Once you say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of them carries and goes to Medina. Wherever you are in Jeddah, you are in China, you are in Africa, you are in Asia, wherever you are. Even when you are in the airplane, if you say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the angel will not wait until the airplane landed. So he comes out and goes, take another airplane now. Immediately the angel will take it and go down to Medina to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and tells him that so and so is giving you salam. And immediately at that time, Allah gives the Prophet his soul back again in a way that fits in that life. It's not going to be returned to his body like today, but in a way that fits that life of grace. And immediately your soul was salam was brought up. So what is better than that? And your salam is going to be given by name. يا رسول الله محمد المرسي يبني السلام. عيسى سلم الاسبوع ما الله بيس ما الله بيس بيعملين أو محمد المرسي بيعملين الله نزيس بيعملين by name. So you don't need to delegate this authority or this thing, this authority to someone to go and convey your salam to Rasulullah. No, you don't need that. You don't need it. So this is one of the mistakes that people do today. And then I say at the end of the first part of the khutbah, all Muslims, it is essentially required that every one of us give much care to what words that he made. Especially when you know that Allah Ta'ala told us as a show of power that there are angels created only to record everything you speak with. Every word we make, they're going to write it down. So you better watch out your speech, what you say. You have to control it. It's not only cursing and saying, telling a lie. No. Even these words, all are going to be recorded. And the intention cannot make any intercession in here. Because people say, Tani, alhamdulillah, the intention is clear. No, intention is not. Intention doesn't have nothing to do in here. You have to be upon the right word. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم told us as in the hadith of Mu'adh, whoever guarantee me his what is in between his jaws and what is in between his thighs, I'll guarantee him the Jannah. If you can't have a control of your mouth and a control of your private parts, then you will be granted the Jannah after being Muslim. And then, as we find the second khutbah, praising Allah Ta'ala and sending peace and blessings to Rasulullah, his companions and family. And then I said, all people, fear Allah. And bend back to him all of you, and from all the sins, and perfect repentance. And grasp upon the sunnah of your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as it is after the tawheed, is the guarantee of the forgiveness of your sins and the acceptance of your deeds. And you got to know that these days there are a lot of words which is not permissible to be used are spreaded widely, and people are transmitting them through their mobile phones. Such as, now every Friday I receive many text messages saying Jum'ah Mubarak Friday. Although this looks like something good, but it is not good. Because the Jum'ah, the Friday, is known to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, known to the Sahaba. And the merit of Friday, the merit of Friday is known to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and known to the Sahaba. Yet, no one of them used to congratulate the other because of Friday. Rather than they make dua every Friday, may Allah make it this Friday. They did not used to do that. So why we use it? Why we do it? And of course this shows that this is not correct, especially when it goes like that constantly, all the time. This is then not permissible. And then I remind of the ayah where Allah Ta'ala commanded the Muslims to send peace and blessings to the Prophet. And after that, I reminded the people as well with the ayah where Allah Ta'ala say that he commands justice and goodness and being good and grateful to your relatives and warning from the evil of speech and evil of actions and oppression, and he Allah Ta'ala reminding you so that you may remember and turn back to him. And then said, remember Allah, he remembered you, and be grateful to him for his all grace and his blessing. He will increase him for you. And then I said, reminding the people that the remembrance of Allah is greater than everything else, and Allah knows what you do. This was the end of the khutbah of today. If there is any question related to the subject, otherwise we're going to move to the dhurus. Now. لا سلامات is okay because سلامات is a kind of dua for someone who's ill. You say سلامات means may Allah make it easy or peace. And may Allah give you peace of safe. Yeah. But in English, for example, they say a lot of these terminologies. Like, for example, they say touch wood. This is one thing, Knock wood. Knock on wood. And some say touch wood. Yeah. So all this they say for, you know, or yeah, the first. All these, I just quote what I know about the Arabs, but I'm sure that in every culture there are something like that. There are some things like that. So it's only an example. Everything else to that. Everything to Rasulullah, then. Or let's bring it to the ulama and ask him about the ruling of using these words. And then, if it is permissible to use, if not, we don't use. As the Sahaba came to Rasulullah and they said, Ya Rasulullah, Ruqa, Ara'ayta Ruqa, Kunna Nasta'milu Abil Jahiliyyah. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اعرضوا علي رقاكم لا بأس بالرقى ما لم يكن بها شرك او ما لم تكن شرك. ايش الرقى؟ رقية. It's a plural of رقية. They said يا رسول الله we have some رقية that we used to do during the time of ignorance before Islam. He said to them then bring me these رقيات let me see them. It's no problem to use ruqya, even if it is from the time of Jahiliyyah, if it does not contain shirk, if it does not have shirk. So no problem to use some words that you are using in your language, whatsoever language it is, or in your culture, whatsoever culture it is. But after having them offered to the ulama, maybe they are not from what is permissible. Like, for example, happy birthday. This is a word that is used in English. Right? The ulama say this is not permissible. Although it is du'a, but it is not permissible. Because this word is used for an elevated worship, which is the celebration of the birthday. Or Happy New Year, or Happy Christmas. Maybe Happy Christmas, every Muslim who converted to Islam, he knows that now I am not going to use Happy Christmas, because Happy Christmas is purely for the Christians. But Happy New Year is not specially for the Christians, but it is for all those Muslims. All those who use the Gregorian calendar, they say Happy New Year, okay? Now, Happy New Year, when we offered it to the ulama, they said, this cannot be used. This cannot be used. Because this is a dua on a special day with no any proof and evidence for it. So, we cannot use it. And the like. Now, Allahu A'lam.
Thank you. I don't know.
You know better
in English. The idea
of the mountain. No. Like accidentally, it came from the word accident. Now. Repeat the question.
I'm saying the word accidentally.
The word accidentally.
It is not the same way as using coincidentally, because we think it's possible. The reason why we don't think
it's possible. Is it the similar word of coincidentally and the other synonyms? To me, it does not look. Yani, accidentally came from the word accident. Yeah, but accidentally.
I had an accident.
No, I mean, yeah, but the accident originally, what does the accident mean? Accident means something happened which you did not plan. Alright? Even in Arabic, you say like that. Now, when you say accidentally, that means it happened kind of like that, by, as they say, by accident.
That's not really valid. But when you say accidentally, it could mean that it happened to Allah accidentally.
If it means that, I don't know.
Does that mean that in English? Someone could mean it both ways. Why do you say coincidentally? Because some people, by saying coincidentally, have been Allah given planning as well. It just happened coincidentally. Same thing as accidentally. You didn't plan it, and they could mean also that Allah didn't plan it.
What is the word in English that they use to mean that there is no...
You mean the word in order to refer to coincidentally?
No. The word that fits the meaning that there is no destiny, no plan from Allah, nothing. There is an English for, of course. Right?
But
if you
run
down
the road
and
get hit by a car,
So no plan of anyone. Okay, this is the thing that should not be used, because we the Muslims believe that everything happened with the qadr, with the destiny. We the Muslims believe that everything happens with the qadr. Yes, it could be suddenly for me, and it's hidden for me, and this is okay. But to say, and this is what we said in Arabic, equals fajr. But sudfa in Arabic means that there is no qadr, no qadr for it. It just happened by itself like that. Which is wrong. So I explained it. You now decide which word fits better in English.
I think it's considered why we should not use it. Why can we not use it? Because it's a thing. So there's a ruling of it. If you Okay,
tell me why.
Because
if you
say
for
example,
yeah,
take him
whole
past, including Allah,
you
didn't know.
You all agree? No?
Well, I think it depends on the context, depends on not just one word, but the whole sentence. You know, for example, the three of us are going to dinner. And he said, coincidentally, Malki is going to join us. Meaning that the three of us already, we had planned. But he's not busy, so we invited him also. We invited him, not
anyway, is there any word that means that things are happening with no destiny, with no qadr, with nothing? What is that? No qadr. How is by chance? I'm more like by like. Muslim. Islam is not for Muslim. Yeah, even by that. Because we know that and everything everything that occurs must have been written in the reserve book. That happens. In the Quran that even the leaf does not draw by itself, and wherever it sits, Allah Ta'ala already determined where it sits, and He subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees where it sits.
I have here one of the teachers,
Sudfatan accident. I don't know. Look, in Arabic, I already told you that in Arabic. Because I told you, we should say faj'atan, not sudfatan. Because faj'a in Arabic means to me. It surprised me. Something happened without me even expecting. But sudfa, it does not have nothing to do with me. It does have something to do with it. A thing happened that there was no plan for it to happen, but it happened. You know the difference now? That is the difference between sudfa and fajr. Sudfa refers back to that thing that happened. Fajr refers back to me. It was fajr, it was a surprise to me. Right? But it does not have nothing to do with the destiny, with the decree. Something to happen with my knowledge. So my knowledge was limited not to know that this is going to happen. Which is okay. But sudra has nothing to do with me, it has something to do with the thing happened itself. That there was no plan for it to happen, but it happened. Which is wrong. It cannot happen if there was no plan for it to happen. So sudra is accidentally and fajr coincidentally. No.
Surprise.
Okay, surprise.
Yes. Sometimes people
think he can describe the act, say, he prescribed, it's not a thing, it's my thing, it's kind of.
Meaning, Allah always
is planning.
That's the idea.
In English, is there any word that means that Allah doesn't plan it?
Don't tell me no, because it would be the language of messengers, which is the language that's full of like these things. Is there any word in English that means that there is nothing to do with God or by chance? Okay, then this is the one. This is the one that means sudfa. Okay, no problem. Yeah, even Arabic. Understand that. But let's say in North America they say that, in South America they say that, in Europe they say that, in Australia they say that. No problem. But yeah, I mean there is. That's why we explain. We don't translate. We explain. And then whatsoever word is used in Urdu, in Hebrew, in whatsoever language, it should fit to that meaning. So if it fits to that meaning, we cannot use it. If it doesn't fit to that meaning, then we can use it. Then it means, the sudfa in Arabic means there is no plan for it at all. Nor by you, neither by you, nor by Allah. Nothing. It makes itself happen, which is wrong. That is in Islam haram. But the faj'a is, as Allah just said, which I think is more logic, that it is surprise. It surprises me that this happened. Sudden. Uh-huh. They don't believe, yeah. Of course, yeah. Yes. If it means the same thing. Yes. Of course.
Yeah.
A meaning goes opposite. Yeah, and we are telling him that we need this from you, and at the same time we say we don't need it if you're giving us or not, and it doesn't make any difference. So you see, yeah. Big difference. Hey, and the request itself shows that we are weak and we need it. And you are the only one who can give it. Weak and we need it. And you are the only one who can give it. And by saying inshallah, then we mean to say we don't need it. If you are going to give up, okay, we don't, up to you. So and it means and there is a question. Now.
I hear from the Arab Muslims, they say, look, good luck. Somebody's going to do something, good luck. But in our country, maybe they don't have good grasp of the language. In the West, the Muslims won't thank you, good luck.
What I say is, the poor English that the Arabs have makes them do this. They think good luck, and most of them they do not understand the word luck. They use good in English and luck in Arabic. And good for you. It means good for you. But we always tell them, this is wrong, you should not imitate. You should look to the world, understand it, and get use of it. Now when they say good luck, some of them say it after the thing happened. And somebody was in a test or exam, and he said, meaning inshallah in the future, and you have a good luck. Hard luck or bad luck or good luck or whatsoever. If it means in the future, we wish you a good and easy luck, then maybe could be okay. But if it means it is very sensitive and it should not be used really unless we proceed with the dua. So for example, may Allah give you a better luck in the future, a success, tawfiq, it is better. Because these words, again, it is shaky, it has different meanings, different ways. So it is better to refrain from them. The words that can have this meaning or that meaning, we better stay away from them, not use them. Allah. Something that you like, you say, the Prophet said, if one is something you like, then let him and Arabic, yubarak. Now, what is the meaning of yubarak? Originally, the meaning of yubarak is to say, tabarak Allah. Meaning, may Allah bless this thing that I like, that I saw that I like. No problem to say, MashaAllah, if you say that Tabarakallah. So the Indian has to use Tabarakallah. MashaAllah, Tabarakallah. But to say MashaAllah alone, I mean nothing. It does not. What is Tabarakallah? What does it do? It protects from the evil eye. It protects from the evil eye when you say Tabarakallah. So if you say MashaAllah Tabarakallah, the protection is there. But if you say only MashaAllah again, it is not a protection. It's not a protection. Allah. Now. لا بين خطبتين لما يسكت الإمام يجوز بين خطبتين يجوز والإمام يخطب يسلم على الناس لا ما يجوز يدخل إذا كان الإمام يخطب فقط يصلي ركعتين ويجلس